Once again, John, we are talking about the big piece of property that is just on the other side of Metro Park from WJCT Studios. That is
the shipyards.
The shipyards, everybody's favorite downtown development topic. And you're back to tell us about a new proposal competing with Shad Khan's proposal we heard a couple weeks back. It's called Shiitake Enterprises.
Shiitake Marine Enterprises, and it's now located in South Florida. It's a going business. It's a very profitable business, and they are willing to move the whole thing up here and develop the shipyards. And also their development would include a festival marketplace and some other amenities, restaurants, retail, that sort of thing.
Okay, so Shiitake's proposal has a couple things in common with Khan's proposal.
It does.
Restaurants and retail.
Yes.
The big difference, though, being the city wouldn't have to foot the bill for any of that environmental cleanup or any of the infrastructure, it looks like.
That's one big difference. I have to say that the other big difference is just the scope of Khan's plan is so bold, and the architecture is very powerful, and I mean, it's just got that wow factor that really people tune into very quickly.
You sound like you're Team Khan on this one.
I don't know about Team Khan, but, you know, I think Shad Khan's proposal has a better shot at coming to fruition politically, and again, the just viscerally, it's a much sexier proposal than building a yacht repair facility with a restaurant.
So even with that $35 million potential price tag for cleaning up old environmental toxicity.
And much more. Because the city would also have to do a lot of improvements to the streets and to the drainage and to the bulkheads and everything else. I mean, no, the Khan proposal would cost the city tens of millions of dollars over and above the environmental remediation. So I think that Khan's proposal definitely has the inside track here. But this is not something just to be thrown away. It's got jobs attached to it. Again, this is a viable, profitable business. The criticism you do hear of Khan's proposal is that it's so big. It's 1 million square feet of office space and hotels and restaurants. And people are like scratching their heads over, well, what businesses are going to locate there? I mean, isn't that just too much for this market? And this is a much more down-to-earth type of proposal that people, I think, could probably wrap their heads around a lot quicker.
All right. Well, thank you so much. As always, WJCT business analyst John Berth.
Great to be here.